This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. For the second time in a month, two big telecommunications companies have announced plans to merge. Verizon, the dominant local phone company in the Northeast, said today it will spend $6.7 billion to buy long-distance company MCI. The deal will make Verizon much more competitive in the lucrative business services market. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Ever since it emerged from bankruptcy last year, MCI has been seen as a highly desirable takeover target. As recently as a few days ago, MCI was having to decide between competing merger offers from two of the so-called baby bells. One came from Denver-based Qwest, which was actually offering more money. But over the weekend, MCI's board decided to go with Verizon, a company with gilt-edged financials. This morning, Verizon CEO and Chairman Ivan Seidenberg appeared alongside MCI Chairman Michael Capellas in a conference call with Wall Street analysts.
Should surprise no one that MCI is an icon. There is no question in our mind that one of just a few beachfront properties that you'll ever want to see. So it would have been crazy for us not to keep our eye out and find an opportunity to talk to Michael about it.
For Verizon, acquiring MCI has a downside. MCI is still recovering from a major accounting scandal that occurred when it was known as WorldCom. It remains heavily in debt. But analysts note that MCI also has a huge data network that provides internet service around the world. It has more than 1 million business customers, including a number of Fortune 500 companies. And Lisa Pierce, a telecommunications analyst at Forrester Research, says with the economy improving, many businesses are once again putting money into network improvements.
There are a number of enterprises planning significant upgrades over the next several years. It's a good time to become the primary data service provider for a business customer because most customers, once they have a relationship with a carrier for their main data networks, they don't leave.
The deal announced today comes on the heels of two other recent mergers. Nextel is merging with Sprint. And just 2 weeks ago, the Texas-based baby bell SBC said it would acquire AT&T, creating the biggest telecom company in the country. That merger, together with the deal announced today, will leave the industry essentially dominated by two giant players, and federal regulators will have to decide whether the deal violates antitrust rules. Michael Salisbury, a former general counsel at MCI, doesn't think the government will try to block the deal between MCI and Verizon. He says the two companies are in different business lines with little overlap between them, and so a merger probably wouldn't affect prices much.
The biggest difference will be there'll probably be somewhat less innovation down the road because there's fewer companies and therefore less imperative to try to invent new things and new ways to reach consumers.
Today's deal essentially means the end of the large independent long-distance companies that grew out of telecom deregulation. If the deals go through, both AT&T and MCI will be part of much larger companies. These newly formed companies come to the field with large existing customer bases and plenty of money to invest. If smaller companies are going to compete effectively and neutralize their rivals' advantage, they may find they have to begin looking for merger partners of their own. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.